Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Bob Dio. Bob on the other side of the glass, but if he were on this side of the glass, he also would give you a very hearty welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Our midweek edition here on January 23rd, 2019. Hope the week is off to a good start for you here with our midway point in the week. You're listening to AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening. And what that simply means is wherever you are, you've got a computer, you can listen to the Buckmaster Show because we have that live streaming, buckmastershow.com, and of course, KVOI, the mothership, .com. That is, 24/7, live streaming for you. We've got 8 years of programs, archived at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number is 790-2040. The first half hour, we'll be talking, Tucson Unified and Education with the leader of Tucson Unified School District, Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. At 12:30, we're hoping that, all goes well with New York Times bestseller author Johan Hari, his book Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. I think it's one of the most important books probably ever written about depression. So hopefully we'll get him on the live line from London. But first, we're going to talk Tucson Unified with Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. Dr. Trujillo, how is the new year going about 3 weeks into it for you?
We're excited. It's been a great start to 2019, and I would like to officially welcome the South Korean delegation from the island of Ulleung-gung. We are hosting 35 student leaders from the Republic of South Korea. They are being hosted in an exchange program at four of our different schools. A hearty welcome to them, to the city of Tucson.
Now, you said the island. I always think of course, the Korean Peninsula, but this is an island off of the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah, I think what's often missed when we talk about the Republic of Korea, it's not just the peninsula. It's actually there's a chain of islands, and
wow,
we host students through the Tucson Korea Ambassador Program from two islands, the island of Ulleung-gung, and then we have another island where we host students from Yeongyang-gan. And 35 total, and they spend a month here in Tucson Unified. And then we return the favor when we send 15 or 20 of our Tucson Unified 6th, 7th, and 8th graders overseas for the summer.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful way to expose these young people to the world. You know, this federal shutdown, we were talking with the new mayor in Oro Valley, Joe Winfield, yesterday. Talked to him not only about Oro Valley, but he's been a 35-year government employee with the National Forest Service. And yes, he makes $12,000 a year as the mayor of Oro Valley, but he, like hundreds of thousands of federal workers, are going to miss a second paycheck. And as you know, Dr. Trujillo, many people in this country do live paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely. We're a blue-collar school district. We're a public school district. And unfortunately, there are way more than a few parents that are affected by this federal shutdown. So we're supporting our parents in three ways. The first is we've extended unconditional extensions for parents in our preschool programs. We've granted them an unlimited extension for tuition payment for preschools. And then also we've granted exemptions from this month's payment and potentially next month's payment of tuition for before and after school care programs. We understand that a lot of our Border Patrol officials that have their students in our schools, they still have to go to work. They're not
right.
Getting paid.
That's right.
So they rely on our before and after school programs to be able to watch their kids while they continue to report to work. This is more than just a handful of parents at this point. Also, we have our free and reduced lunch program. We are looking at mechanisms to temporarily grant free and reduced lunch services to children of our federal employees. So that's not an additional cost as well. So Tucson Unified doing what we can to support our hardworking federal employees.
I think that's wonderful. These people do need assistance, and it's really, it's a shame that we have to say that these people need assistance because they just don't have the money. And I really think that a country like the United States should be putting, not expect someone to work without a paycheck. But that's my personal belief. And I just hope this shutdown ends soon. We had Crystal Foster, one of the five governing board members of Tucson Unified, on the show yesterday. And she expressed, she's so pleased with the job you're doing. She's actually concerned that you have resumes out all over the country right now, because I guess this is the season when superintendents start thinking about looking for another job. She's concerned that you would be looking for another job because of, well, you know, the board and all the discord that's gone on among personalities. Do you want to assure the board and our listeners right now, Dr. Trujillo, that you are not looking for another job?
Yeah, I am very happy in the Tucson Unified School District. I feel like I found a home here in Pima County and Tucson Unified. I love the job. I love working with the schools, and I remain committed to this work, and I'm working very, very hard to continue the work, and I look forward to serving this board in the future. I serve at their pleasure. They are the board that I think gave me my big break a few years ago, and I really believe in loyalty in terms of looking at this district that gave me such a tremendous opportunity to lead and serve, and I want to work here as long as I possibly can to continue the work, because we've done some big things in a short amount of time in terms of school improvement and turning around our schools, increasing letter grades, and then, of course, taking the big step towards release from court supervision. So I remain committed to the community and to this board and to this school district.
I wonder if you could clear up something that appeared in our largest newspaper here in the area, the Arizona Daily Star. This was a story in Sunday's paper about the hemorrhaging of students leaving Tucson Unified. And there is a sentence in there that says the district lost around 6,100 students on average every year during the 4 years, I guess, prior to last school year. What are the true facts on that?
That's unfortunate that the Arizona Daily Star, I think, has written a story that portrays a district in crisis. And it's unfortunate that we have to refute those statistics. And what the Star did is they took all of the students that are K-12 aged and eligible to attend TUSD schools. They took every single student that lives inside the attendance zone, and they actually counted students that never attended our schools and selected a private school and a charter school, and they counted them against the district. So really what we do is we track the students that physically show up for school, pick up a schedule, and actually show up to classes. Those are the students that were on the hook for losing, okay? And when you look at those students, 17, 18, that started school, showed up, picked up a schedule, stayed with us, and left us at some point over the year, and you compare that number to the 100 days of the 18-19 school year of students that physically showed up, picked up a schedule, and left us at some point, we're down 1,268 students when you compare day 100 this year to day 100 last year. What the Star did is they'll take school A that may have 400 students that live in its neighborhood that actually never show up and never select the school. They never actually walk through the door. They choose another school and another charter outside of the neighborhood. And what the Star did is they counted those four students as students that left TUSD. That's erroneous because they never actually showed up and they never actually enrolled with us.
It's almost like they were counting potential.
They're counting potential.
Potential students of TUSD.
That's exactly what they did. Now, where I do agree with them is absolutely from a recruitment. We want to chase those kids. That's the whole nature of what we do. We want all those kids coming into TUSD. We didn't take a financial loss on them because they never actually showed up and came into TUSD.
All right. Still to come with Dr. Gabriel Trujillo. Dr. Trujillo, the TUSD, Tucson Unified Superintendent. You're listening to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. When we continue after we hear from Mona's Danish Bakery, Dr. Trujillo will talk about a two-step plan to stop the bleeding of these students leaving TUSD. He will also talk about a very important, some very important news that's coming up about the DSEG, the desegregation order, and what's coming up there. So that's all coming up in segment two on the Buckmaster Show. But before we even get to that, Dr. Trujillo, you know how I feel about Mona's Danish Bakery.
Absolutely. Mona's is, I know you're a fan of the pastries.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of their coffee.
Ooh.
I love going in there for coffee.
Oh, Steve will like to hear that.
If you have not stopped at Mona's Bakery to try their coffee, and nothing fancy, just get the house coffee,
a
little bit of cream,
Ooh.
You'll be in heaven for that 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow. I have not talked up the coffee. So I know Steve, the owner and chief baker, will be happy to hear that compliment. In fact, right now, if you're anywhere near Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, go by now, have some of that great coffee, then the wonderful sandwich. I love the open face that they do on the rustic bread, the turkey. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. So Mona'sDanishBakery.com. I could talk about Mona's, actually, the whole 60 minutes, but there's other things to talk about that I don't want to say that are more important than Mona's, but it is important that we get on to other things. BuckmasterShow.com, a link also there to Mona's. We'll be right back with Dr. Trujillo. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Dr. Gabriel Trujillo, the superintendent of Tucson Unified, with us. We're going to be hearing about a twofold plan to stop the loss, if possible, or at least slow down the loss of students from Tucson Unified. But first, we have two callers, so let's take both callers, and then we'll hear about what Dr. Trujillo is planning to stop the hemorrhaging, if you will. First up, Jim Kelly. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Thank you for having me on. Dr. Trujillo, I respect the very, very difficult job that you have, but I don't mean to actually, you know, defend the Arizona Daily Star, but those numbers are still very shocking. It's about market share, and Tucson Unified School District is not only losing market share, you're losing market share on people who are coming to Tucson brand new, those Caterpillar families, all the people that are moving in with the new businesses, with Amazon, with everything. You're losing them. You're losing them to the communities in Marana, Suarita, Oro Valley, because they won't move into Tucson because of TUSD. So you're losing more than just those students within TUSD that are not, you know, signing up with you guys.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Go ahead, Dr. Trujillo.
So I agree with Jim on 50% of his point. I don't think that it's entirely TUSD. I think you got to remember that Tucson Unified is also the home of 31 fully integrated schools. We have some of the most diverse programming in the state of Arizona with magnets, dual language, gate programming. We've brought in almost 4,000 students every single year through open enrollment. So the argument that TUSD is the cause of people not, you know, coming in, I don't agree with that wholeheartedly. I think people choose Marana, they choose Sahuarita, they choose it largely for housing. It's cheaper housing out there. Now, but I do agree with 50% of Jim's comment, because we do have quality control challenges. We have quality control challenges with discipline. Disciplinary conditions aren't where they need to be. I think we have a perception problem in several of our schools that I do think are a factor in people's decision not to come into TUSD. So I agree with the statement that it's a market share issue. It's not TUSD losing 2,000 students, because a lot of those students never opted into TUSD. But Jim has a point. We have to do everything we can to chase them and convince them to come into TUSD. But 50% of that decision is really made a lot off of where's my job and where's the cheapest housing that I can get. We have demonstrated through open enrollment that people opting into TUSD isn't necessarily a crisis. We have 4,000 families that do that and have consistently done that throughout the last couple of years.
All right. Before we go to Carl, what will the twofold approach be since we are talking about enrollment? And I'm not sure if Carl wants to stay on that topic. So go ahead about the twofold approach. And it's very simple, isn't it?
Well, it's very
simply,
simple.
It's a simple approach.
It's a simple approach. We're going to be making two big changes in a structure immediately for the spring and summer season. And I think it's been contributing to making it difficult for families to enroll. Number one, we're going to keep our offices open 2 days a week throughout the district. We're going to staff them with enrollment specialists. No more making families wait. You can't do that with a customer. You've got to make it instantly. So families across the city and district, they're going to see that their local school is going to be open 2 days a week throughout the summer. There's going to be a live body in there. Number two, the infamously difficult lottery system that has made it difficult for families to get into some of our marquee schools. We're going to be running more of them every week throughout this spring semester, and everybody's getting in. We're not going to be making determinations on schools that are at capacity or schools that are crowded until after the July 4th weekend. And that's a major shift, because we have been as a system determining that early in January, and I don't believe we should be telling customers no at this point at all. We need to wait until later in the summer till we get a better read on if a school's crowded. So some structural changes, I think, are going to make us more accessible to our customers. And then we're going to be focusing more on spending the next 90 days, starting this weekend, Bill, with a district-wide high school expo targeting families that have indicated on our surveys that they're considering an option other than TUSD for high school, a big high school fair out at RingCon this Saturday. We're going to be doing more events, more pressing the flesh, more person-to-person contact with our current customers that are on the market, that are in the market for next year. Talking about our fifth grade customer base right now, considering a middle school option, our eighth grade customer base, considering a ninth grade option, and our preschool base, considering kindergarten. We're going to be hitting these three grade levels exceptionally hard with person-to-person contact, school tours, fairs, events, follow-up phone calls to do everything we can to convince them to opt into TUSD.
All right. Let's go to Carl, who's been waiting very patiently. Carl, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what percentage it is, but I know that you've got to be losing some students, and it could very well be a substantial percentage, to dropouts. What is being done to identify the students that are at risk, who may very well be going to charter schools, and what's being done to try and keep them in school? And I've got a personal stake in this because I'm a high school dropout, and I kind of follow these things.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Well, hey, I appreciate that comment, Carl. And if there's one area where we've shown success, we have slowed down the loss of high school kids to credit deficiency, because we have activated, and they're all fully operational at every high school campus. We have extended day programming now, where students that are deficient in credits, which is typically the number one reason kids will drop out, now they can stay around for an extended period of the day, and they can make up their credits through an accelerated format. We have some online learning platforms that have allowed kids to catch up, and we are now serving over 300 students across the district that otherwise would have selected a charter school.
All right. You are on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Got a couple more minutes here with Tucson Unified Superintendent. We're speaking with Gabriel Trujillo. Dr. Trujillo, what's coming up as far as the longest running in the United States, got to be one of the longest running desegregation cases?
We're moving aggressively towards what I call a philosophy of aggressive compliance. So the team has moved us away from aggressive contention to aggressive compliance. And that strategy has, of course, led to us being released from half of the court order. We have an open forum scheduled for Thursday of this week. It's 6 p.m. out at Catalina in the Little Theater. It's going to be a town hall, and it's not going to be us talking. It's the community. The community can step up to the mic. They can make a comment. They can ask a question. And our job is to answer questions about the lawsuit that we've joined in with Pima County on. They can ask us questions about the status of the case and our timeline for completion. So I feel that we are on a timeline to complete all that's asked of us in the next 12 months. My goal is to be filing for full release in the next 12 calendar months.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Dr. Trujillo, for coming on the program. And this is, we try to get you on this program at least every other month to give the listeners a chance to figure out and find out what's going on at Tucson Unified, which I believe is still the second largest school district in the state of Arizona.
We're still the second largest, and our job is to be the largest and to continue to try to do everything we can to get kids to come on back.
Quickly, overall teacher retention, how does it look this semester?
Right now we're at 57 vacancies. It's as low as we've ever been.
Right.
But
Last year it was over 100.
Absolutely, yeah. But anything over one vacancy is unacceptable. We want destination zero.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Trujillo. How do you like the new studios?
I love it. It's great. This is great.
They are beautiful studios here at the KVOI Broadcast Center in Tucson. Coming up next, I've been looking forward to this interview since the book came out, Lost Connections, New York Times bestseller. Johan Hari is on the live line coming up from London. We'll be talking to him. This is, I believe, it's one of the most important books on the subject of depression and anxiety that has come out in many years. We'll talk with Johan right after the break. It's AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's trusted local voice. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Moa Mosgallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at mosgallery.com.
Coming up on 12:34 in the afternoon, I'm Bill Buckmaster. The name of the show, quite simply, Buckmaster. This portion of Buckmaster presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful area of the southwestern United States. Here's the good news for people living in the Tucson area. It's only about a three-hour drive, and there's so many recreation opportunities like visiting the Gila National Forest, which was America's first national forest, such a beautiful area. Good starting place, southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of some very, very fine places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You're listening to AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Well, the United States is in the middle of an unprecedented epidemic of depression and anxiety. Every single year for the past 30 years, depression and anxiety have increased. And today, they're at epidemic levels. One in three women is now on antidepressants. Male life expectancy is falling for the first time in the peacetime history of the United States because of suicide. Why is this happening to us? What should depressed and anxious people do now? Well, we'll be exploring those questions and more with Johan Hari, whose new book, I couldn't put it down. I think it's one of the most important books to come out on the subject of depression and anxiety in many years. The book is titled Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and Unexpected Solutions. Let me tell you a little bit about Johan Hari. What a talented individual this man is. Johan is the New York Times bestselling author of Chasing the Scream, which has been published in 11 languages and is now being adapted into a fictional feature film and a feature-length documentary. He was twice named Newspaper Journalist of the Year by Amnesty International UK for his reporting on the war in the Congo and human rights abuses in Dubai. He's written for the New York Times, the LA Times, and others. He's a regular panelist on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. His TED Talk, Everything You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong, has more than 21 million views. Johan joins us now from his home in London. Johan, good evening to you. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, Bill. I'm really happy to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure. Let's begin by this book wasn't something that you just kind of threw together. For 3 years, you used your training in the social sciences at Cambridge. You traveled the world interviewing leading experts on depression and anxiety, along with survivors and people who have really found some very fascinating alternative treatments from Berlin to Buenos Aires. What is the common misconception that emerges from this book, Johan?
You know, there's so many aspects to it, Bill. And like you said in the intro, I wrote this book because there were these two kind of mysteries that were really hanging over me. The first is, I'm 40 years old, and every year that I've been alive in the United States and across the Western world, depression and anxiety have increased. And I wanted to understand, why is this happening to us? Why are year after year more and more of us finding it really hard to get through the day? And there was a very personal reason I wanted to understand this. When I was a teenager, I went to my doctor and I remember saying that I had this feeling like pain was leaking out of me and I couldn't control it, I couldn't regulate it, I was very ashamed of it. My doctor told me a story that lots of your listeners will have been told. It was very common at that time in the 90s. My doctor said, we know why people feel this way. There's a chemical called serotonin in people's brains. Some people are just naturally lacking it or have an imbalance. You're clearly one of them. All we need to do is give you these drugs. You're going to feel better. So I started taking a drug called Paxil, and I felt much better. For a couple of months, I felt a really significant improvement. Then this feeling of pain started to come back, so I went back to my doctor, gave me a higher dose. Again, I felt better. Again, the feeling of pain came back, and I was really in this cycle until I was taking the maximum possible dose for 13 years, at the end of which I still felt terrible. And the mystery for me was, well, I'm doing everything I'm being told to do by the story that our culture tells, and yet I still feel terrible. What's going on? So as you say, I went on this big journey all over the world. I wanted to sit with the leading experts in the world and people who've survived depression and people with many different perspectives. And I learned many things, but the heart of what I learned is there's scientific evidence for 9 causes of depression and anxiety. two of them are indeed in our biology. Your genes can make you more sensitive to these problems, just like some people find it easier to put on weight. And there are real changes in your brain that happen when you become depressed that can make it harder to get out. But most of the factors that are causing depression and anxiety are not in our biology. Most of them are factors in the way we live, very specific things that have been changing in the culture that are making more and more of us depressed. And once you understand those causes, that opens up a whole different set of solutions that I saw in practice across the world.
As you write, Johann Hari, the idea that you feel terrible because of a chemical imbalance was built on a series of mistakes and errors. And I might add here, it was built also on a lot of marketing, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's real value in chemical antidepressants. They give some relief to some people. I'm not opposed to them. But we can see they're not solving the problem. There's loads of scientific evidence for most of us because, you know, for the last 30 years, we've been massively increasing chemical antidepressant prescriptions every year, and every year depression has continued to rise. That doesn't mean that the rise is happening because of the chemical antidepressants. The drugs are taking some of the edge off, but they're not solving the problem. And there was one person in particular who helped me to think about this a bit differently. I want to interview this South African psychiatrist called Derek Summerfield. And he happened to be in Cambodia in 2001 when they first introduced chemical antidepressants for the people in that country. And the local doctors, the Cambodian doctors, had never heard of these drugs. So they said to him, like, what are they? And Dr. Summerfield explained. And they said to him, we don't need them. We've already got antidepressants. And he said, what do you mean? He thought they were going to talk about some kind of herbal remedy, right, like St. John's wort or something. Instead, they told him a story. There was a farmer in their community who one day stood on a landmine left over from the war with the United States and got his leg blown off. So they gave him an artificial leg, and a few months later he went back to work in the rice fields. But apparently it's very painful to work underwater with an artificial limb. I'm guessing it was traumatic for obvious reasons. The guy started to cry all day, didn't want to get out of bed. He developed classic depression. So they said to Dr. Summerfield, well, that's when we gave him an antidepressant. And he said, what was it? They explained that they went to sit with him. They listened to him. They realized that his pain made sense. It had causes in his life. They figured if they bought him a cow, he could become a dairy farmer. He wouldn't be in this position that was causing him so much distress. So they bought him a cow. Within a couple of weeks, his crying stopped. Within a month, his depression was gone. They said to Dr. Summerfield, so you see, doctor, that cow, that was an antidepressant. That's what you mean, right? Now, if you've been raised to think about depression the way we have, that it's entirely or primarily a problem in your biology, that sounds like a joke, right? I went to my doctor for an antidepressant, gave me a cow. But what those Cambodian doctors knew intuitively is what the leading medical body in the world, the World Health Organization, has been trying to tell us for years. If you're depressed, if you're anxious, you're not weak, you're not crazy, you're not a machine with broken parts, you're a human being with unmet needs. And what you need is love and practical support to get those needs met. So obviously one of the things I was asking was, what is the cow for the things that are making us feel so bad? And obviously in my book, Lost Connections, I go through a lot of this. But the part of the core of this is that we have to understand this problem differently. Everyone listening to your show, Bill, knows that they have natural physical needs. Obviously, you need food, you need water, you need shelter, you need clean air. If I took those things away from you, you'd be in real trouble real fast. But there's equally strong evidence that all human beings have natural psychological needs. You need to feel you belong. You need to feel your life has meaning and purpose. You need to feel that people see you and value you. You need to feel you've got a future that makes sense. And our culture is good at lots of things. I'm glad to be alive today. But we've been getting less and less good at meeting these deep underlying psychological needs. And this is, it's not the only thing that's going on, but I think it's the key reason why this crisis of depression, anxiety, and indeed addiction have been rising more and more with each year that passes.
When we continue with Johann Hari in the next segment of Buckmaster, the surprising technique discovered in the United Kingdom that is three times more successful than chemical antidepressants in reducing depression, and anxiety. The name of the book, Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. Johann Hari on the Buckmaster Show from London right after this. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador. We'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 1247 here in Tucson, Arizona. This portion of the program presented by my favorite nursery in town. I love the backyard gardening, and it's a perfect time of year to think about the roses, green things. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. On their 13-acre site, it's not just about roses and things for the garden. Now they have Zocalo and the Zocalo Village, five great shops loaded with handcrafted merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. GreenThingsAZ.com. Back to London now, a New York Times bestseller, Johann Hari. His new book, Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. Is this book, Johann, a follow-up content-wise? Is it like a part two to your very successful book, Chasing the Scream?
Well, Chasing the Scream is about why we're having such a big addiction crisis and what we can do about it. And Lost Connections is about why we're having such a depression an anxiety crisis and what we can do about it. These things are related. The core of addiction is about not wanting to be present in your life because your life is too painful a place to be. That helps you to understand why what we're doing is going so wrong because, of course, and I did a lot of reporting actually from Arizona for that book. You know, what we do is we shame, stigmatize, and punish people with addiction problems. Now, that sometimes people say that doesn't work. The truth is much worse because pain is the driver of addiction. Actually, it makes their addictions worse. But we've got to understand all three of these problems, depression, anxiety, and addiction, as happening in a wider social context of changes that have been happening. So I'll give you one example. We are the loneliest society there's ever been. There's a study that asks Americans, how many close friends do you have who you could call on in a crisis? And when they started doing this research years ago, the most common answer was 5. Today, the most common answer is none. There are more people who have nobody to turn to than any other option. Half of all Americans asked, how many people know you well, say nobody, right? And I spent a lot of time for Lost Connections talking to the leading expert in the world, Professor John Cacioppo at the University of Chicago. He said to me, look, why are we alive? Why do we exist? It's because our ancestors on the savannas of Africa were really good at one thing. They weren't faster than the animals they took down. They weren't bigger than the animals they took down. But they were much better at banding together into groups and cooperating. Just like bees evolved to live in a hive, humans evolved to live in a tribe. And we are the first humans ever to try to disband our tribes, right? And this is making us feel absolutely terrible. And a lot of my book, Lost Connections, is about, well, what can we do about that? And one of the heroes of the book is a man who pioneered a very different strategy. So he's called Dr. Sam Everington, and he's from East London in England, where I'm from, as you can tell from my accent. And Sam was very uncomfortable. He was a general practitioner, an ordinary doctor, and he had loads of patients coming to him with terrible depression and anxiety. And like me, he thinks there's some role for chemical antidepressants, but he could also see, firstly, that most of the people he was giving them to did become depressed again. And secondly, their pain made sense. They were depressed for perfectly understandable reasons. Like, for example, they were acutely lonely. So he decided to try something different. One day, a woman came to see him called Lisa Cunningham, who'd been shut away in her home with crippling depression and anxiety for 7 years. And Sam said to Lisa, don't worry, I'll carry on giving you the drugs. I'm also going to prescribe something else. There was an area behind the suite of doctor's offices that was just like scrubland. So he said to Lisa, what I'd like you to do is come and turn out a couple of times a week. We're going to meet on this scrubland. I'm going to come too, because I've been having a lot of anxiety. We're going to meet with a group of other depressed and anxious people, and we're going to figure out something to do together. So first time the group met, Lisa was literally physically sick with anxiety. But the group started to talk and think about what can we do. They decided they were going to learn gardening, right? These were inner city, East London people, didn't know anything about gardening. They started to get their fingers in the soil. They started to learn the rhythms of the seasons. There's a lot of evidence that exposure to the natural world is a really powerful antidepressant. But something even more important started to happen. They started to form a tribe. They started to form a group. They started to look out for each other. If one of them didn't turn up, they'd go and look and check that they were okay. They started to solve each other's problems. One of the things that made them feel so good is it was the first time in years they felt they could do something for someone else. The way Lisa put it to me, as that garden began to bloom, we began to bloom. There was a study in Norway of a very similar program, which is part of a growing body of evidence, that found it was, as you say, more than twice as effective as chemical antidepressants. I think for an obvious reason, and this is something I saw all over the world, from Phoenix, Arizona, to Sao Paulo in Brazil, to Sydney in Australia, the most effective strategies for dealing with depression, anxiety, and addiction are the ones that deal with the reasons why we're in such pain in the first place.
I want to ask you about the placebo effect and addiction. There's something you said in the book that just really stayed with me. During World War II, I believe in the South Pacific, at the Battle of Guadalcanal, they literally, some of, at the aid stations, didn't have enough morphine. And some of the doctors, the field doctors, would give like a saline solution and tell the soldiers that it was morphine. And guess what? 40% felt better.
changing people's perspectives can have an extremely powerful effect, both positively and negatively. So I'll give you another example of one of the other 9 causes of depression and anxiety that I write about. Everyone knows that junk food has taken over our diets and made us physically sick. But what's interesting is a similar kind of thing has happened with our minds. A kind of junk values has taken over our minds and made us mentally sick. So for thousands of years, philosophers have said, if you think life is about money and status and showing off, you're going to feel like crap, right? That's not an exact quote from Confucius, but that's basically what he said, right? But weirdly, nobody had scientifically investigated this until an amazing man I got to know called Professor Tim Kasser, who I interviewed a lot for the book. And Professor Kasser has shown two things. Firstly, the more you think life is about money and status and showing off, the more likely you are to become depressed and anxious. And as a society, as a culture, we have become much more driven by thinking that life is about money, status, and showing off. And this is not because we've become morally bad. It's because we live in a machine that is constantly designed to get us to think that way, right? There's a little experiment that was done in 1976. You get a group of five-year-old kids, and you divide them into two groups. And the first group is shown two advertisements for a popular toy. And the second group of kids is shown no advertisements. And then they're told, okay, kids, now you've got a choice. You can either play with a nice boy who doesn't have the toy that was in the advertisement, or you can play with a nasty boy who's got the toy. The kids who'd seen the advertisement overwhelmingly chose the nasty boy who had the toy, and the kids who hadn't seen it overwhelmingly chose the nice boy who didn't have it. So just seeing those two advertisements primed those children to choose an inanimate lump of plastic over the possibility of fun and connection, right? Now, we have all been living in a machine that is designed to get us to do that. Everyone listening to your show knows they will not lie on their deathbeds and think about all the shoes they bought and all the likes they got on Instagram. But everything in our society is geared towards getting us to think this way. And Professor Kasser did a really interesting, as Professor Kasser put it, we live in a machine that is designed to distract us from what is really meaningful about life. But Professor Kasser did an experiment about what we can do about that, right, which I thought was really fascinating. They just got parents and their teenage kids to come once every couple of weeks to a meeting, right? They did it for, I think it was over 6 months. And at first meeting, they just say to these parents and these teenage kids, what have you got to have? Right? Write down a list of everything you've got to have. And, of course, initially everyone puts food and, you know, a house and that kind of thing. But quite quickly, most, particularly teenagers, would say Nike sneakers or whatever. And quite often the parents would start naming quite expensive things that you actually don't have to have, right, in a rational world. And they, initially they would say, okay, to these teenagers, okay, well, you say you need these Nike sneakers. Tell me how things will be different if you have these Nike sneakers. And quite quickly, the kids would go, well, I would feel people respected me. I would feel that I had status in the group. It doesn't take long to get people to say that out loud before they go, hang on a minute, why do I feel I'll have that just if I buy this piece of plastic, right? So part of it was about taking apart what I would call junk values, which are like junk food. Everyone needs a value system to guide them through life, just like we need nutrition from our food. But actually what junk food does is it looks like food, but it poisons us. And in a similar way, these junk values look like a way of guiding you through life, but they actually make you miserable. So at first they would take apart these junk values. Then they did a much more interesting thing, which is they would say to people, well, what are moments in your life that have actually been meaningful, that you think are really important? What are the values that really you think should guide you? And people would talk about love for their family. Some of them would talk about playing music or writing, or almost everyone has running. Almost everyone has something that gives you joy. And then they would say, well, how can we build more of this stuff into your life and less of that kind of treadmill of working so hard to buy stuff you don't need, to show it off on Instagram and on and on? And what's interesting is they monitored this. And just meeting once a fortnight to have these conversations, these are conversations we don't have in our culture very often, that really measurably shifted people's values, right, which we know leads to a reduction in depression and anxiety. And partly what I'm arguing in Lost Connections is we need to expand our idea of what an antidepressant is, right? Anything that reduces depression and anxiety should be regarded as an antidepressant. For some people, as it was for me for a time, that will include chemical antidepressants. But it needs to be a way wider menu than that, partly because the problem is not just caused by something in your brain. If it was just caused by a problem in our brains, it wouldn't be rising so much. And partly because there's so many other causes that we need to deal with. So I would argue that gardening program, was an antidepressant. I would argue that program where they take apart people's junk values is an antidepressant. And in Lost Connections, I go through lots of other antidepressants. For example, there'll be lots of people listening to your show, Bill, who, like me, went through, you know, some quite severe trauma in their childhood.
Real quickly, please. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Giving people who've been through childhood trauma a place to release any shame they feel about that, that massively reduces depression and anxiety. We need to think about this problem in a much more complex and sophisticated way and offer a much wider menu of solutions.
Johan Hari, a pleasure. A very important book. Thank you very much.
Oh, totally my pleasure. Thank you so much.
The name of the book is called Lost Connections, Uncovering the Real Causes of Depression and the Unexpected Solutions. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Eye on the Ball is coming up next with Steve Rivera. Steve's got a great show. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening, Bob Dio. Also, thanks, Bob, for a great job. Be right back tomorrow.